Good evening. I'd like to perform this study or have this study in the merit of the peace in the Middle East for the elevation of any of the people who have died in the process. Please join me with the Anna Bakoach. Anna b'koach gedulat yemincha tatiserura. Aleph bet gimel yud taf tzadi. We meditate on the two letters ayin and bet. Gematria is 72, the level of wisdom in the Tetragrammaton, when spelled out with Yudim's, with Yudim. Ayin that created the constellation Capricorn Gedi, and Bet that created the planet Saturn. If this was morning, I would be suggesting that you go to view the Tikkun HaNefesh, and in the process of looking at the different spellings of the Tetragrammaton, transforming your body into a chariot for Hashem. Kaben Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Taharenu Nora Kufrei Shayin Sintet Nun. Those letters spell a verse, or spell two words, Kra Satan, which translate as tear up, eliminate, remove the Satan. Na Gibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kevavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalad Yud Kaf Shin. These six letters form two sequences. Nun Gimel Dalad has a gematria of 57, which is the word Zan, which means Parnassah. Sustenance. Yud Kaf Shin is a sequence that is used to return the energy that we have given to the other side through the mistakes and errors that we've made in our actions. Barchem tacharem rachamei sitkatcha tamid gamlem betet resh sadi taf gimel chasin kadosh berov tuvcha na Kuf Bet Tet Nun Ayin Yachid Geye Lamcha Pene Zokre Kedushatach Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf. This sequence, which is utilized in our day, in our generation, is to spread the knowledge of Kabbalah throughout the lands of the world, and through this process speed the coming of Mashiach. Shavatenu Kabel Ushmati Achatenu Yodea Talumot Shinkufav Sadi Yud Tav. And the last line is said silently in a whisper, but for the frame of teaching I will say it out loud. Baruch Shem Kivot Malchuto Leolam Vayed. Tonight we are reading from the Zohar, on the portion of Vayechi. We are starting with section 14. Now the eyes of Israel were dim with from age. The first verse, I say, is a prayer that activates our consciousness to be in tune with the Zohar. Vayi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kunenei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kunenehu. Ve'enei Yisrael Kavdu Mizoken Begomer. Tanei Rabbi Chizkiya Da Yisrael Ve'tata Ugin Da La'at Mashkach De'kavavte Ve'kad Yechon Ve'galuta Kol Zimna Haruva Hadin Sivu La Yachlin Lemechaze Ape Shikinta Ad Tete Ruach Rucha Achara Bechon. Now the eyes of Israel were dim from age. A verse from Bereshit chapter 48. Rabbi Hizkia taught that this is Lower Israel, for such language is not found throughout the whole Torah. For when Israel will be in exile, all the days of destruction, they will become old with age, and will not be able to behold the face of the Shekhinah, until another spirit will come upon them. Mikadmat dina si Ista Aivu, the Ara Amaya, the Lahavo Beninu say, Araika, Kama, Tihon Kahel the Mechas, the Tavu Idana, Sage, Bene Nukrain, Dara Vatar, Dara Violifu, Min Arhehon, Kad Yetuvun, Apesh Kinta, Yarahon, the Kadmeta, La Yachlin, the Mechemete, Api, Shekinta Ad Yachev, Kudsha Barichu, Rucha Dilei Lechon. He explains further that they were defiled among the nations in exile, and did not follow the laws of the Torah as they should have. They sat a long while among the Gentiles, generation after generation, and learned their ways, as it is written, but were mingled among the nations and learned their works. A verse from Tehillim. When they will return to their land, they will not at first be able to behold the face of the Shekhinah, until the Holy One, blessed be He, will invest them with His Spirit. Rabbi Shia Patach, V'yet Ruchi, Etain B'kir B'chem, Levatar V'asiti, Et Asar V'chukei, Teleku U'mishpate, Tishmeru V'asitem, Min Batar D'yachav, Ruchin B'chon, Ukdusha, Benimuse, Techakun, Vetitchakun. Rabbi Shia opened the discussion saying, and I will put my spirit within you, a verse from Ezekiel. Then he said, and cause you to follow my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them. For after I will put my spirit within you, and holiness, you shall follow my rules and go by them. Lo yukal viriot ribiyaba petach viamar, bior b'nei melech haim, utzono ke'av malkosh, kad isperun ape shikinta, dekudsha barichu v'it askun, v'inun retikin d'min kon, hevan d'alma. So that he could see, a verse from Bereshit, chapter 48. Rabbi Abba opens the discussion saying, in the light of the king's countenance is life, and his favor is as a cloud, bringing the spring rain. Verse from Mishle. For when they will receive the face of the Shekhinah of the Holy One, blessed be He, and be occupied with the chariots by which the world endures, namely the living creatures which carry the chariot. Ezekiel chapter 1. Then it will be said of them, in the light of the king's countenance is life. Tachatze la tishkach b'chene, kira'e kulhon lishna, ela le'inish v'la at mashkach, b'chene kara'e b'kudsha b'richu, b'gin kad yituvun le'arachon, v'hav kudsha b'richu, Ruach Hachmata Bechon Lishna Dilchon Techevyan Tadir Bekudsha Berichu Gam Lashoni Kol Hayon Dehege Tzidkatecha Ad Kan Sitrei Torah. Come and see, you shall not find in the language of the whole scripture, in the portion of Vayechi, but words which talk of men, and no verses which speak of the Holy One, blessed be He. To wit, though they speak of redemption, when Yaakov is mentioned, it refers to supernal Yaakov, or supernal Yisrael, namely the Holy One, blessed be He. Why does Scripture speak in the language and names of men? He answers, for when they will return to their land, and the Holy One, blessed be He, will put upon them the spirit of wisdom, they will always speak of the Holy One, blessed be He. As it says, my tongue also shall tell of your righteousness. A verse from Tehillim. That is the end of Sitrei Torah, but I don't remember where Sitrei Torah spoke. This is an intriguing section. It's the end of the section for number 14. One of the difficulties that the religious community had at the time of the founding of the nation of Israel in 1948 was the people who were founding the nation were Zionists. They were not coming to the land to do mitzvot. In fact, the nation of Israel was founded on two basic values that are mutually exclusive. One, we want a nation like every other nation. Two, we want a Jewish nation. And how are these two mutually exclusive? The Jewish nation cannot be like every other nation. The Jewish nation was given the Torah and accepted the Torah on one level. We will do and we will see. We will do and we will speak. We will do the actions of the mitzvot, and eventually we will come to understand the mitzvot, as well as other things. This whole section has been describing, in my opinion, has been describing the founding of the nation. The nation of Israel was founded in 1948 by people who were not religious. And the religious community had difficulty in how to relate to them, because they were founding the nation, and yet it didn't appear on its surface that this was God's plan. There was no miracle involved. There was many miracles, but they were concealed miracles. People could say, this is just normal Western civilization. It was one of the early democracies that came out after the Second World War, after the colonial period, etc., etc., as the historians have expressed and explained. So what did the religious community do? How did they handle it? And one of their geniuses, the Kabbalists, the first Ashkenazi, or the Ashkenazi rabbi of Israel, Rabbi Cook, he explained that this was God's plan to bring people to found the land, to start the land, through their love of the land, and that eventually they would come to love to do the mitzvot as well. And this transformation would be, in the terms of the Zohar, injecting the spirit of Hashem within the people. At least this is what I see in this. There may be, and I'm sure there are, many other explanations. The Zohar is really such a beautiful tool. Section 15. And Yaakov Lived, Part 2. Verse 105. Vayehi Yaakov, the Gomer. Rabbi Chiya Patach V'yamar, V'yamech Kulam, Tzadikim Le'olam, Yershu, Aretz V'gomer, Zakayin Inun Yisrael, Yatir Mikol Amin, Akom, Dekutsha Barichu, Kara Lon Tzadikim Leakten Lon Yeru Tach Almin Bialma Diate Leit Anaga Behahu Alma Kima Diktiv Az Titchaneg Al Hashem Mai Tama Begin Demit Tabakim Begufa Demarka Diktiv Viatem Chadvekim Bahashem, Elohechem, Chaim Kulachem Chayom. And Yaakov lived. Rabbi Chia opens the discussion saying, your people also shall be all righteous. They shall inherit the land forever. A verse from Yeshaya, Isaiah chapter 60. Happy are Israel of all the other idolatrous nations, for the Holy One, blessed be He, called them righteous, so they may receive the inheritance of the world to come, and to delight in that world, as it is written. Then shall you delight yourself in Hashem. For what reason? Because Israel cleaved to the body of the king, namely the central column, as it is written, but you that did cleave of Hashem, your Elohim, are alive, every one of you this day. A verse from Devarim, chapter 4. Verse 106. Rabbi Yitzhak batach v'amar, v'amek kulam tzadikim le'olam yirshu aretz. Hai kara raza ila'a, ihu bein b'chatzdeh. Hakla deha baraza de agata. Tane Rabbi Shimon viaksanat yiruta. Ilaa dehahi eretz let mandiaret. La bar kahu de ikre. Sadik deha matronita. Be et tabakat leit basma but sadik. Yaret lematronita kvadai. Rabbi Yitzhak opens the discussion, saying, your people also shall be all righteous. They shall inherit the land forever. This verse is a sublime mystery among the reapers of the field. To wit, those who merited to receive the fruit of their labor in the supernal field, the nukva. For we have learned that among the secrets of the Agadah, Rabbi Shimon taught about the possession of the supernal inheritance of the land, which is the Nukva. No one inherits it save the one called righteous, for the Nukva cleaves to him in order to sweeten the bitter judgments in her. The righteous then surely inherits the Shekhinah. Of Haka b'chavivuta d'kutcha b'richu l'Yisrael amar v'yamech kulam tzadikim uvkich le'olam yirshu eret itchazun lirat l'matronita ma'itama ikrun tzadikim umemtet yartin l'matronita begin d'itchazaru Kima de Tagminan, Kolman de Itkazar, Viael Bechai, Achsana, Venater Lechai, Berit Al, the Itabak, the Gufa de Malka, the Al Bechai, Tadik, Ugine Bach, Ikrun Tadikim, the Alda, the Olam, Yershu, Aret, Ma Aret, Da Aret, Hachaim. Here too, in his love for Israel, the Holy One, blessed be He, said, your people shall also be all righteous, for which reason they shall inherit the land forever. For they are worthy of inheriting the Shekhinah, as the righteous inherits the Shekhinah. Wherefore are the children of Israel called righteous, and wherefore do they inherit the Shekhinah? Because they are circumcised. And as we learned, whoever is circumcised and enters this possession, namely the Shekhinah, whoever keeps the covenant enters and cleaves to the body of the king. He becomes a chariot to Serampin and enters the righteous by becoming a chariot of Yesod. Hence the children of Israel are called righteous, and they shall inherit the land forever. What is this land? It is the land of the living, namely the Shekhinah. One of the things that it's kind of difficult to understand, but it's really very clear. The children of Ishmael, elsewhere in the Zohar, it expresses this. The children of Ishmael, the Arab nations, the Muslim religion, have a rite of passage. The Jewish nation circumcises its children at the age of 8 days. Now, some people will say and explain what I'm going to explain by saying that Isaac was 8 days old when Abraham circumcised all of his community. Ishmael was 13 at that time. He was circumcised by Abraham. And the Muslim religion, the Arab peoples, the children of Ishmael follow that practice today. And in the Zohar it says, in the right and the merit of being circumcised at the age of 13, which I think we could all appreciate is a significant difference. As many, many Jewish comedians have expressed, and there was a line in one of the movies about the founding of the State of Israel. Kirk Douglas was playing the army captain or colonel who was helping the Israelis, and he says, and the line is that, you know, he's been angry at the world ever since they circumcised him without his permission. Because in 8 days, who knows? Who's giving permission? But the Arab children, young men, have this happen to them at the age of 13. Yes, there are practical differences between the techniques that are used for a circumcision that the Arabs use and the Jewish circumcision. In fact, there are 3 steps in a Jewish circumcision and only 2 steps in the Muslim. So it's not a complete Brit as we understand it. And yet the Zohar says that in the merit of the children of Israel, the children of Ishmael will control Jerusalem for 400 years. And the Ottoman Empire, historically, was put in control of Jerusalem from 1517 until 1917, when England took over the protectorate, whatever that means in the context of our modern world. Verse 108, Achadar v'yamar netzer mata'ai ma'aseh yadai lehit pa'er netzer mata'ai anafa me'inun anafin titat dinata tuchabarichu kad bara almar diktiv v'yita Hashem Elohim gan be'edin Mekedem v'chai eretz chad benayhu v'ginei kach netzar mata'ai ma'aseh yadai lehit pa'er. Scripture repeats the branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. A verse from Isaiah chapter 60. The branch of my planting is one of the branches of the Holy One, blessed be He, planted when He created the universe. As it is written, and Hashem Elohim planted a garden eastward in Eden. Bereshit chapter 2. This land is one of the planting, the secret of the Nukva. Therefore, Scripture says, the branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. Da amar v'amech kulam tzadikim da Yaakov uvno, denachatu l'mitzrayim bein am, keshe kedal v'ish takahu kulhu, zakain uvkik v'ketiv leolam, Yershu Eretz Lamitaman Saliku Leirat Ara Kadisha. According to another explanation, your people also shall be all righteous. Are Yaakov and his children who went down to Egypt among a stiff-necked nation, and they all remained righteous? Therefore Scripture says of them that they shall inherit the land forever, because they went up to inherit the Holy Land from Egypt. I don't really understand that verse. We were in Egypt for 210 years. We were supposed to be there 400 years. Going into Egypt, Egypt is the Hebrew word metzar, which means narrow, constrained, restricted. Egypt represents the consciousness of limitation. So it's sometimes used as the idea of the body, because the soul is much more expansive than the body, and the soul is limited by the body. But because we go into this narrow place, this is the reason that we are being given the land, which is such a gift. In our generation, we don't appreciate it. My parents' generation, they had some sense, some semblance of what it meant to be a Zionist, to have a love of the land. But in my generation, in being raised in American society, there's no true appreciation of what it is to be the energy center of the universe, which is what the land of Israel represents. Verse 110, Vayehi Yaakov ba'aret Mitzrayim, Amai parshata da satima. Rabbi Yaakov Amar Beshata Demit Yaakov Istimu Enechon De Israel Rabbi Yehuda Amar Dikden Nachatu Egaluta De Ishta Abidu Uchon. And Yaakov lived in the land of Egypt. He asked, why is this portion closed, there being no space at all in the Torah between the end of Vayigash and the beginning of the portion of Vayechi? Rabbi Yehuda Yaakov said, when Yaakov died, Israel's eyes were closed. Rabbi Yehuda said, then after the death of Yaakov, they descended into exile, and the Egyptians enslaved Israel. And how can it be that they're talking about, and Yaakov lived, when they're talking about his death? Verse 111, Rabbi Shimon Amar, Ma Ketiv Le'ela, V'yeshev Yisrael Be'eretz Mitzrayim, Be'eretz Goshen, V'yechachezu, Va, Vayifru v'yirbu miod. Uchtiv vayechi Yaakov dela itchaze le'afrasha bein da dilda lida. Ma inun kaime betafnu kin demalkin v'gabilu inuga v'kisufin legarmaihu. Of Yaakov dame kayam betafnu ke malkin. Ve'inuga v'kisufa l'garmei La it parash da minda. Rabbi Shimon said, it is written above, and Israel dwelt in the land of Egypt in the country of Goshen. And they took possession of it and grew and multiplied exceedingly. Bereshit chapter 47, which means that they lived in luxury like kings. The verse is followed by, and Yaakov lived without any space between the verses. This indicates that we should not separate the two verses. As Yisrael lived in luxury and had pleasures and were short of nothing, so did Yaakov live in luxury and pleasure. Therefore, the verses are not separated. When I first came to study Kabbalah, 1991, I listened to a lecture at sermon teaching by Rabbi Berg, in which he read this verse of the Zohar. And he was trying to express to us what I'm going to try and express to you, that we think in terms of Israel and the nation of Israel and the people of the nation of Israel being slaves in Egypt. But in truth, on the physical level, the Egyptians treated the people like kings. They wanted them to have every possible convenience. They wanted them to be happy, so they would not want to leave Egypt. Now, this is exactly against all of the teachings and understandings of everything that I've ever heard, and I'm sure everything you've ever heard. And then a few weeks after that class, there was an article in the LA Times that said they had found new archaeological evidence that indicated that the Jews in Egypt were treated like kings. They were treated like middle management, that they lived a middle-class existence while they were in Egypt. So how do we understand this appearance of illusion? How do we understand these two different teachings? My understanding of taking the subject, the pyramids were built, the Sphinx is built, the whole essence of Egyptian culture is about body consciousness, which is what the word netzar, the narrowness, the limitation, the restriction associated with the body, is all about. And what makes a Jewish soul is an ability to reveal certain frequencies of energy, certain metaphysical frequencies that can only be drawn into this world by the Jewish soul. The Jewish soul is the only soul that has the desire for this energy, and therefore the only ability to reveal it in this world. And yet every other nation, every other of the 70 nations, requires this frequency of energy for their existence. When they don't receive it, when the Jew does not share it, he lacks. The other nations lack. And they feel this lack. And it manifests as anti-Semitism, because the Jew is not doing his job. During the holiday of Sukkot, we read in the portions of the Torah of the 70 bulls that are sacrificed, starting with 13 on the first day, 12 on the second, 11 on the third, down to 7. And if you add 13 plus 12 plus 11, etc., you end up with 70 bulls. This is our opportunity to remove anti-Semitism in the world by doing what our job is as a Jewish nation, to share this frequency with the other nations. The Egyptians enslaved the Jewish people and didn't want them to leave, because they understood through their magic, through their astrology, through their connection to the wisdom of the other side, they understood that by controlling the Jewish nation, they received all of this energy that they required. So they treated the Jewish nation like kings. Here's all the physicality that you could want. All the beautiful women, all the food, all the pleasures, all the joy. Just share some metaphysical energy with us in exchange. And that's what you're supposed to do anyway. And that's the enslavement. Doing what you're supposed to do for the wrong reasons. Doing what you're supposed to do not because you want to be close to God, but because you want the physicality. And you're willing to exchange that closeness for God to the pleasures of the physicality. This is the danger living in Western society. Verse 112. Dehaka ikre vayehi. Deha kol yomo la ikre vayehi. Begin de kol yomo. Batahara havo batahara. Ishtachan ale kativ. Lo shalafti. Velo shakatti. Velo nachti. Veyavo rogez. Batar de nachat le mitraim. Ikre vayehi. Chama livre. Malka chama le kol benoi zakain. Tzadikin vekulhu bata anuge. Bataf nuge. Alma, v'hu yatev b'nechon, kachamar tav v'yatev, aldur dagye, k'den ikre, v'yehi Yaakov, v'laparesh ben v'yifru, v'yirbu miod l'v'yehi, Yaakov v'hake itchaze. Here, in Egypt, it is considered that Yaakov lived, for it was considered life for him. It is not said of him, Yaakov lived all his life, for his life was that of sorrow. Of him it is written, I had no repose in Laban's house, nor had I rest from Esau, nor was I quiet because of Dinah and Shem. Yet trouble came of selling Joseph. Verse from Yov, chapter 3. For those of you who don't know the Hebrew, Yov is Job. But after he went down to Egypt, it is said of him, and lived, he saw his son a king. He saw all his sons pure and righteous, living in pleasure and luxury, and he dwelling in their midst as good wine, resting on its lees. Then it is said, and Yaakov lived. Therefore there is no separation, no space between and grew and multiplies exceedingly. And Yaakov lived. And so it should be, the one being the continuance of the other. Verse 113, Sheva Esrei Shana. Mai tama sheva esrei shana ela amar Rabbi Shimon kol yomo di Yaakov betzahara havo betzahara avar lon bekad meta kevan dechama liyosef dehava kaim kame kad Yaakov mistakel liyosef hava ishtalem benafshe Ke'ilu chama li'imei, di'yosef di'shapiru, di'yosef damei li'shapiru, v'rachel v'chava damei v'garmei, kima de'la a'avar alei ta'ara b'yomo. 17 years, he asks, why 17 years? He answers, Rabbi Shimon said that Yaakov was sorrowful all his life, and his days passed in sorrow in the beginning. When he saw Yosef standing before him, Yaakov looked at Joseph, and his soul was made whole, as if he saw Yosef's mother. For the beauty of Yosef resembled that of Rachel, and it seemed to him as if he had never known sorrow. Verse 114, Kad Yosef itperash minei. Kedain it kayam, lo shalafti, velo shakati, velo nachti, veyavo rogez, teda kasha, le Yaakov, mikol ma de avar, uvzimna de it parash, Yosef mine ma kativ, Yosef ben Sheva, Ezre, Shanachaya roe, Vegomer, Vekol Yomin, Diyakov, Lachava, Le, Tahara, Kichai, Vechava, Beke, Kol Yoma, Veinun Sheva, Esre, Shanai, Diyosef. When Yosef departed from him, it came to pass, I had no repose, nor had I rest, nor was I quiet, yet trouble came. For this trouble was harder to Yaakov than everything that came over him. When Yosef was separated from him, it is said, Yosef, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock. The verse from Bereshit, chapter 37. All his days Yaakov had no such sorrow. He used to weep every day for the 17 years of Joseph's separation. Maka ativu le v'yosef yashita yado al enecha haylecha sheva esre shana v'acharanin v'inugin v'hafnukin v'hanaot v'kisufin hachidikti v'yehi Yaakov v'eretz mitraim sheva esre shana v'gomer Tana kol inun shenin shekinta, yikara dikudcha berichu, imei ishtachtcha, ugin kach hayim ikrum. They replied to him from heaven, and Yosef shall put his hand on your eyes. Bereshit, chapter 46. Here are other 17 years for you, in pleasure and delight, luxury, and lack for nothing. This is the meaning of, and Yaakov lived in the land of Egypt for 17 years. Bereshit, chapter 47. Come and see, the Shekhinah, the glory of the Holy One, blessed be He, was with him all those years, for which reason all those years in Egypt are called life. Verse 116. Tachate ketiv vadehi ruach Yaakov avihem et chaze deha v'kadmeta mi chava hahu rucha dilei vela hava mitkeven Lekabala, Rucha Achara, Deha Rucha, Dilela, La Sharia, Berekanya, Amar Rabbi Yose, Shekintad La Sharia, Ela Beatar, Shalim Vila Beatar, Hasir Vila Beatar, Pagim Vila Bahatar, Ate Vila Beatar, Deitkavin Beatar, Hadu Ugis, Kol Yunun Shanin, Deyosef Itperash Meavo, Beyakov Hava Atev La Sharia, Beishakinta. Come and see, it is written, the spirit of Yaakov, their father, revived. From this we understand that his spirit was dead earlier, and also he had no intention of drawing and receiving another spirit, as the supernal spirit does not dwell on an empty place. Rabbi Yossi said, the Shekhinah dwells only in a whole spot, not of the place of deficiency or sadness, but of proper place, a place of joy. Therefore, the Shekhinah did not rest upon him for all the years that Joseph had been separated from his father, and Yaakov was in sadness. Tana Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Abba, Ketiv Ibdu, Et Hashem B'Simcha, Bo'u Lefanav Birnana, Le'afaka Delet Pulchana, Dekutcha Berichu Ela Begin Chedva, Da Amar Rabbi Elazar, Leit Shekinta, Sharia Migoy Atzvut, Diktiv Yata Kehu, Li benagen v'chaya kenagen, hamnagen menagen, menagen tilat zimnei amai, begin leit laatara rucha, mishlemuta dekola dehu ruach shlema. We learn that Rabbi Elazar said that Rabbi Abba said, it is written, serve Hashem with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. A verse from Tehillim, chapter 100. The verse teaches us that the service of the Holy One, blessed be he, shall only be performed through joyfulness. As said Rabbi Elazar, that the Shekhinah does not dwell upon sadness. It is written, but now bring me a minstrel. And it came to pass, when the minstrel played, a verse from 2 Kings. He asked, for what reason is the word play mentioned three times in this verse? He answers, in order to awaken the spirit from the source of wholeness, the Zeranpin, which includes the three columns, the whole spirit. Three times play corresponds to its three columns. There are three columns in the tree of life. The right, which is sharing, the left, which is receiving, and the central column, which is the balance between them. This particular verse is teaching that one must be complete in order to have a connection to God. Anything that is a lack minimizes and interferes with the connection to God. And when you're talking about the level of prophecy, which was achieved by Yaakov in Egypt yet, when he was sad about Joseph, and he was depressed about Joseph, when he was crying for his loss, for his lack of having 12 sons, there was no place for the connection to the Shekhinah. When we are depressed and sad and unhappy, or even just hungry, any form of lack, any form of desire that we feel a lack interferes in our connection to God. Because ultimately what you're saying when you feel a lack It's raining today and I didn't want it to rain. I'm hungry. I'm sad about something. What we are saying is that God's judgment is lacking. We disagree. We can do a better job. It is one thing to know and experience God as the Creator. And it is another thing to know and experience God as being intimately involved in your life. The Zohar says that a blade of grass does not grow without an angel hitting it and telling it to grow. If God cares so much about a blade of grass, what do you think he cares about your life? When that tree that you're walking by drops a leaf, it blows off the branch. Why did it blow at that moment that you walked by? What's the message for you to learn? God is intimately involved in every aspect of our daily existence. And whenever we feel a lack, we are saying, Hashem, you're not providing for me. And the truth is, in the physical world, we have everything that we need. It may not be everything we want, but we have everything that we need. This is a paradox. Aren't we supposed to want more? Yes, we are supposed to want more. And that's why the Perkei Avot says, Be happy with what you have and want more. Verse 118. Amar Rebbe Abba, Tungman Taninan, Mearba, Sitrin Kola Ishtakach, Bekol Sherashin, Diali Ilain, Vetatain, Beho Achidan, Betana Da Ayel, Veda Nafek Da, Satim v'da paresh itachad chad b'chaverta v'inun avachan dekola. Rabbi Abba said, we have learned that everything is to be found in the four winds, the three columns of Zeranpin called south, north, east, and the Shekhinah, which receives the three columns, is the seat of the west wind. From them come out the three worlds, Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya, and everything that is in them. All the roots of the upper and lower worlds hold on to them. We have learned that the one enters and shines, namely the right column called south, and the other comes out but does not shine, namely the left column called north, which does not shine without the right column. Another one is closed, to wit, the central column, called east, which shines only by covered chassidim. Before his mating with the nukva, and the other one revealed, namely the nukva which shines by uncovered chassidim at the time of union with Zeranpin. She is called the west wind. All the winds join one another, namely they are included by one another. Then they become the fathers of everything, for all reality, Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya, are drawn and born of them. A very revealing verse. In case anyone ever asks, because most of us don't even think of the question, why does Jacob have 12 tribes, 12 sons? Why are there 12 constellations in the sky? What is the purpose of the 12? What is it teaching us? There's only 10 spherot. So why are there 12? There's a right column, a sharing column. And within that right column, there are the four phases. The Keter, Chachma, Bina, Zeranpin and Malchut. Yes, I know, I said five names. The Keter and the Chachma are really in unity in this discussion. And another way of perceiving them is that the right column has four levels of connection. It has Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, which are represented by the patriarchs, Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. And they all manifest in Malchut, in David. The right column has four. The left column has four. And the central column has four. This is why there are 12 children. Verse 119. Rabbi Shimon Amar, Rak V'Avotecha, Hashak, Hashak Hashem, Ketiv V'Avotecha, Mamash Talata, Mamashma, Diktiv Rak, Rak Mamash Ume Ilein, Mit Parshan, Umit Achadan, Kol Sha'ar Acharanim, V'Salkin Shemad Le'it Atra. Rabbi Shimon said, Hashem took delight only in your fathers. A verse from Devarim, chapter 10. Your fathers are exactly three, namely Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. It is written, only meaning there is no more than these three. From them are branched out and cleaved to them all the others, the grades of Briah, Yetzirah, and Asiyah, who go up to Maim Nukvin, to male and female, to adorn the name, namely, to draw new Mochin upon the Nukva, which is called name. Remember, this book of Exodus is really the book of Shemot, the book of names. Next section, section 16, is titled Two Camels. Verse 120. Tana Amar Rabbi Yose, Min Yama, De Istalek, Rabbi Shimon, Min Be'arta, Milin La, It Kasyan, Min Chavraya, Berazin, Ilain, Havo, Mistaklan, Be'it Galyan, Min Be'naihu, Ilu, it Yehivu, Hahi Shata, Batura de Sinai, Batar de Shake, Baketiv, Bayisachru, Manot, Tehom, Yaruvot, Hashamaim, Wahavo, Hachraya, Havraya, Erachashan, Mile, Velamit Kaime, Beho. We learned that Rabbi Yossi said, since Rabbi Shimon left the cave, nothing was concealed from the friends. They would behold supernal mysteries, which were revealed to them, as if they were given on Mount Sinai at that hour. After Rabbi Shimon died, it is written, the fountains also of the deep and the windows of heaven were stopped. Bereshit, chapter 8. To wit, the springs of wisdom were stopped. The friends contemplated these matters, but did not understand their secrets. And after Rabbi Shimon left, they had no one to go to receive those answers. Verse 121. Tiyoma chad hava yetev Rabbi Yehuda afitcha ditbertia vechama tire gemale sakal ke kat Fira, me alo de kit fin, nafal metola, Katpi Ra Viato Sifre Viadla Mato Vialaihu Itbakahu. For one day Rabbi Yehuda sat at the gate of Tiberias. He saw two camels laden with bundles of expensive woolen clothes. The load fell, the birds came to where it would fall, but the words were torn before the clothes reached it. Rabbi 122, Levatar ato kama tzipparim v'havo azle alayhu v'sharu lon betar tivsha v'la matva mit bakt in v'havo tzavchin lon v'la havo mit parshan shamu had kala itra de itrin Kadrin Sharia Umare Lavar. After that, other birds came on the torn birds. They sat upon the rock and were not torn. They shouted at the birds to remove them from the torn birds, but they would not go. They heard a voice saying that the crown upon the crowns dwells in darkness, and its master is outside. Ad hava yatev avarchad gavra ashkach becho amar lakayam da ha diktiv v'yered ha ayit al hafkarim v'yashev otam. Avram amar Rabbi Yehuda v'ha avidna v'la itparshan achadar reshe hahu gavra v'amar Ad la maret da reshe de mare, the ad la galesh le matronita, rachat avatre tilat milin, vela amarle halash diate, de ribi Yehuda. While Rabbi Yehuda was sitting, a man passed by and looked at the birds. He said, this man did not fulfill the words of the verse, and the birds of prey came down upon the carcasses, and Avram drove them away. Bereshit, chapter 15. Rabbi Yehuda said, but I tried to make the birds go away from them by shouting at them, but they would not go. The man turned his head to Rabbi Yehuda and said, he did not yet pluck the hair of his master, nor did he shear the lady. Rabbi Yehuda did not understand what he meant. He ran after him 3 miles and begged him to explain what he said, but he did not. Rabbi Yehuda was grieved. Yamahad idmuch techot ilana v'chama b'chelme dalet pargin garfin mit taknan v'salek Rabbi Shimon Alayhu v'samachtaf, ime v'la shavek kol sifrei. Razin ilain v'agadta, dila salek, lon b'chadei v'salek l'chon l'irkiya, v'chama demit kasya, me'ena v'la itgalya. One day Rabbi Yehuda slept under a tree. In his dream, he saw 4 wings prepared, and Rabbi Shimon mounting upon them with a book of the Torah. He left no book of sublime mysteries and Agadah, but took all with him to heaven. He saw them hidden from his eyes, never to be revealed again. Kadit ar amar gadai mit shakev Rabbi Shimon Akhveta istalkat neara vavudara dehe avna tava dehavo mitchazak mene vesam krin ale ilain vetatain itaved minaihu. When he woke up, he said, assuredly, when Rabbi Shimon died, wisdom departed from the earth. Woe to the generation from which the precious stone they held on to, which was the support of the upper and the lower, was gone. Ata legabe de Rabbi Abba, sach le, salek Rabbi Abba yado, al resher, reshe, uvkal v'yamar, Rabbi Shimon rechalia, tetachanim mine mana, tava kol yama v'laktin, le kima diktiv, v'cham it, asaf asara, Hamalim, v'hashtav rechaya, umana istalku, v'la ishtar b'alma, mine bar chema, diktiv kach tziv tzitzenet, achat v'ten shama, melo ha'omer, man v'chanach, oto lifnei Hashem l'mishmeret, v'ilu b'itkaya la kativ, ela l'mishmeret, le'atzna uta, hashta man yakel, v'gala'a da'azin, man yindalon. He came before Rabbi Abba and told him. Rabbi Abba raised his hands to his head and wept. He said, a mill to grind good manna every day, namely revealing the secrets of the Torah called manna. It is gathered as it is written, he that gathered least gathered a quantity of 10 homer. Verse from Bamidbar chapter 11. Now the mill and the manna are gone, and nothing remained of it in the world, save as it is written, take a jar, and put an omer full of manna in it, and lay it up before Hashem, to be kept for your generations. One of the verses from Shemot, chapter 16. It does not say in an open place, but to be kept, which means to be put in a hidden place. Who could now reveal secrets? Who even knows them? Who even knows what questions to ask? Lachesh le l'Rebbe Yehuda bilchimshu, v'dai hahu gavra dechamit, Eliyahu hava v'la ba'a l'gala'a, razim begin de'itinada shivcha, de'Rabbi Shimon de'chava, be'yomo yevkon dara alo amar le dai l'mikte ke Bekiyah Ale. Rabbi Abba whispered to Rabbi Yehuda, saying, surely the man you saw was Eliyahu. He did not agree to reveal secrets to you, so that you may realize the worth of Rabbi Shimon, who lived in your days, and in the generation will weep for him. Rabbi Abba said to him, we should indeed mourn him. Rabbi Yehuda Chava, Bake kol yama alo deha ara ime bi idra kadisha de Rabbi Shimon ushar havraya amar le vav de la istalakna hahu yama im inun tilata de istalaku velai lechebe darada deha ithapach. Rabbi Yehuda wept for him every day, for he was with him, Rabbi Shimon, at the holy assembly of Rabbi Shimon with the other friends. He said to Rabbi Abba, woe is me that I was not gone at the holy assembly that day with the three who were gone, Rabbi Yossi, the son of Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Chizkia, and Rabbi Yissa, instead of beholding this generation that has changed. That's the end of the section. I'm not sure what this section is doing at this point, since all of this portion of Vayechi is about the redemption, and this is about the losing of Rabbi Shimon, which veiled the light of God in our world, because many secrets he took with him. many revelations of light he had taken with him, to be revealed later by you or someone else who studies Torah. Each person who studies Torah has the responsibility of revealing some new Torah. All of the 10 friends that are described in the Zohar relate to the 10 Sefirot. When Rabbi Shimon left his cave, which is another story we don't have time for tonight, when Rabbi Shimon left the cave, he returned to the cave with 9 of his friends, of his associates, of his students. The 10 of them sat and studied, representing the 10 Sefirot in unity, representing the unity of the Jewish nation. Then there was a period where during this study of the 10, 3 of them died. They died through the sublime kiss. They died not in pain and suffering and lack and loss, but because they were so elevated by the revelation of the what was being taught, they lost control and left their souls, left their body, and they didn't come back. That left 7 friends studying and living and working with Rabbi Shimon, the 7 lower Sefirot. When Rabbi Shimon died, he took 3 people with him. He had become surety for their souls because they were supposed to die earlier, and he requested they remain in the world with him until it was time for him to leave. When he left, they had to leave. And that was what this section was talking about. We're running out of time. I apologize for having started late. If it happens in the physical world, it's supposed to happen. Excuse me. So I'm not sure for the reason of being late. On the physical level, I was sleeping. And somebody was bright enough to call me and wake me up, for which I thank them. And I think from remembering what I said this evening, which I don't ever remember what I said, still don't, it just felt like there was a lot of revelation tonight. And all of this revelation is for the merit of the souls who've been lost to our world through the war in Gaza, and the merit of the Jewish nation. May Mashiach come now. Does anybody have any questions before we sign off? As they say in California, shalom y'all.